Bible Study: What the Bible Really Teaches About Age Gap Relationships. Introduction: Age gap relationships are often criticized in today's culture. Some call them strange. Some call them wrong. Many judge them based on appearance rather than scripture. But as believers, the real question we must ask is, what does the Bible actually say about age gap relationships? Surprisingly, scripture never condemns marriages with age differences. In fact, several of the most important relationships in the Bible included noticeable age gaps, and God used those marriages to fulfill His purpose. The early church fathers also focused on holiness, unity, and spiritual maturity, not age similarity. Before forming an opinion, we must ask ourselves, am I judging based on culture or based on God's Word? This study will walk you through biblical examples, early church understanding, warnings about unhealthy relationships, and how to discern God's approval. The Bible does not condemn age gap marriage. Culture constantly changes, but God's Word never changes. Malachi 3:6. The Bible does not teach that spouses must be close in age. Instead, Scripture focuses on character, covenant, purpose, holiness, spiritual unity. Marriage in the Bible is rooted in calling, not culture. Biblical examples of God honoring age gap marriages. These marriages were central to major biblical events and covenants. Number 1, Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was 10 years older than Sarah, Genesis 17:17. Yet God chose their marriage to bring the covenant promise into the world. God never said, "Abraham, she is too young," or "Sarah, he is too old." Instead, He said, "Through Sarah, your wife, I will give you a son." Genesis 17:19. God intentionally blessed a marriage with an age difference. Number 2, Boaz and Ruth. Boaz tells Ruth, "You have not gone after younger men." Ruth 3:10. This means Boaz was significantly older. Ruth chose Boaz because of his godly character, not his age. God honored their marriage so much that they became the ancestors of King David, and their lineage leads directly to Jesus Christ, Matthew 1:5. Their age difference didn't hinder God. It fulfilled prophecy. Number 3, David and Abigail. Historical Jewish writings suggest Abigail was older and more mature, while David was still a young man rising into leadership, 1 Samuel 25. Their marriage demonstrated wisdom, purpose, maturity, God's timing. Scripture presents it as a God-honoring union, not a problematic one. What the early church fathers believed. The earliest Christian leaders who followed the apostles emphasized holiness, unity, and spiritual maturity in marriage. Not one of them condemned age differences. Ignatius of Antioch taught that marriage must be rooted in God's will and spiritual unity, not age. Clement of Alexandria said marriage is honorable when defined by purity, responsibility, self-control, mutual respect. He warned against lust and immaturity, not age gaps. Tertullian famously wrote, "How beautiful the marriage where the two are Christians." He never tied beauty to age similarity, only to shared faith. Early Christians judged marriage by holiness, not numbers. When age gap relationships become unhealthy, biblical warnings. The Bible gives wisdom, not condemnation. Age becomes a problem only when the relationship is built on lust, 2 Timothy 2:22. Lack of mutual honor, Ephesians 5:21. Unequally yoked faith, 2 Corinthians 6:14. Manipulation or controlling behavior, Colossians 3:19. Wrong motives, money, pressure, loneliness. Age is not the sin. Wrong motives are. How to discern whether God approves the relationship. Here are biblical signs. Spiritual peace, Philippians 4:7. God's peace confirms His will. Godly counsel confirms it, Proverbs 11:14. Those who walk with God recognize righteous alignment. Shared spiritual purpose, Amos 3:3. You walk in the same direction spiritually. Character over appearance, 1 Samuel 16:7. God looks at the heart, not the number. God opens the door, Revelation 3:7-8. A God-ordained relationship flows naturally. It isn't forced. Modern-day Christian example, 12-year age gap. Israel Houghton and Adrian Houghton. Age difference, 12 years. Both openly profess Christ. Israel is a Grammy-winning gospel artist and worship leader. Adrienne openly shares her faith and testimony. They frequently credit God for restoring, guiding, and strengthening their marriage. Their relationship is built on prayer, maturity, healing, and purpose. Their story reflects the same pattern seen in Ruth and Boaz: character over appearance, purpose over culture, covenant over public opinion. Their marriage shows that when God is the center, age is not the determining factor. Faith is. Conclusion. The Bible never teaches that age gap, marriages are sinful or unholy. In fact, Scripture shows numerous examples where God used age gap marriages to fulfill His covenant purpose. The early church confirmed that the true foundation of marriage is holiness, unity, mutual respect, spiritual maturity, God's purpose, not age. If God brings someone into your life, evaluate the relationship by Scripture, not society. Seek God's peace, trust His timing, and pursue His purpose. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. May God guide every believer into relationships rooted in purity, purpose, and truth.